From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syria's military says at least 80 soldiers were killed when U.S.-led coalition warplanes struck a base near the Deir el-Zor airport. Syrian state media quote a military statement as saying dozens of soldiers were killed in the attack. A Russian military spokesman says at least 62 soldiers were dead, while the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 83 had died. U.S. officials said the raid was halted when it was learned they might have struck Syrian military forces. At the same time, the observatory said that Syrian government forces killed 5 civilians Saturday. The monitoring group says a woman and a child were killed in Taubaseh in the central Homs province. It says 2 men were killed outside Damascus, and a child was killed in Aleppo province. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country is upholding its commitments to the Syrian ceasefire agreement. However, he cast doubt over the United States' commitment to the deal. Speaking in Kyrgyzstan, Mr. Putin said Washington was deviating from its own call for openness. He said, "I would like us to be honest with each other, and only in this case will we be able to move towards common goals. I do not understand why certain agreements should be concealed, but of course we will not disclose the details until our American partners agree to this." A ceasefire agreement was announced last week in Geneva. Hostilities should have paused Monday to clear the way for humanitarian aid to flow unhindered into Syria. The UN Security Council canceled a meeting Friday set to discuss that agreement. Russia said the United States canceled it the last minute. The United States said it wanted to preserve security. This